This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. This is, for the parents of hopefully college-bound high school seniors and those seniors themselves, the moment of maximum pressure. Application deadlines either loom or have just been, again, hopefully, met. But behind all those essays and personal statements and letters of recommendation, there are dollar signs, often many, many dollar signs, which inevitably only increase the pressure. Youth Radio's Billy Cruz just finished his applications.
So, I'm working on my college essays right now. I'm currently signing into my Google Drive.
I'm a high school senior, and these past couple months have been completely taken over by college applications and essays like this one.
Like, I'll just read the first paragraph. When I was young, the world seemed too normal. I never expected to find meaning and happiness anywhere I looked. I gotta fix this.
This is probably the most stressful thing I've ever done. Especially because for me, going to college isn't just going to college. It's much bigger than that. It's achieving a dream that my family has wanted for an entire generation.
I did not go to college. I graduated high school. I went into a family business, and I've worked in the family business pretty much ever since.
That's my mom. She's a server at my grandma's restaurant. My dad also got a job right after high school. He pretty much had to. His dad wasn't in the picture. So he helped his mom raise his five younger brothers. I'm lucky by comparison. I've been able to follow my passion for making movies. That's a scene from The White Mask, a horror movie my friends and I made freshman year of high school. It's been a dream of mine to go to the best film school in the nation, a place like NYU or USC, where the classes are legendary, and so is the cost, more than $50,000 a year.
Going to USC in film doesn't mean that you're going to be a famous director. And going to San Francisco State in film doesn't mean you're not going to be a famous director.
That's Gabrielle Glancy, a college counselor who has written books about college essay writing. 45 minutes of her time could cost almost $300. And my family doesn't have that kind of money, so we had to complete the application process on our own, which wasn't that easy.
To be honest, the reason I have a job is because it's very difficult for parents to do this by themselves with their son or daughter.
My mom and I got into so many fights when I was applying to college, and money was always a huge part of that.
You know, if you get accepted, we're going to go check it out, and we'll see if it feels right. You know what I mean? And if it does feel right, your dad and I will have to really, like, sit down and say, well, maybe we're going to let him go there. None of it is off the table.
When I was young, I used to imagine my first car would be an all-new Chevy Camaro. But actually, it was my mom's cousin's old Mazda Tribute. USC is kind of like that performance car I used to dream of. Sure, it'd be nice, and maybe it'd get me where I want to be a little faster, but my family's middle class, and we just can't afford it. I decided not to apply to USC because of the crazy sticker price. Now I'm most excited about San Francisco State University, a college that's more like that old car. It won't break the bank, and can still get me where I want to go in life. Now, money isn't causing my mom stress anymore. Something else is.
Me going to school, especially far away, would be a big deal for my family.
Heartbreaking. That would be hard. But I'd be okay. I can do this.
Are you crying?
A little bit.
I finished my last college application on her birthday. She said it was the greatest gift I could ever give her. In Benicia, California, I'm Billy Cruz for Marketplace.
Billy's story was produced for us by Youth Radio.